Well, there is still a deep well of grief from the bushfire crisis. Today, three more victims, all volunteer firefighters, were farewelled in funeral services in New South Wales and South Australia. One was for Samuel McPaul. He was killed when the fire truck he was in was flipped by ferocious winds near Albury. The two others, father and son, Dick and Clayton Lang, they died on Kangaroo Island as they tried to escape the same bushfire that they had earlier been fighting. Each of the men today were remembered as heroes. Rhett Burney reports.
I wanted you for life. You and me.
As the final song played at Samuel McPaul's funeral, mourners, many of them in their RFS uniform, formed a guard of honour as the 28-year-old's coffin was carried from the Holbrook Sports Stadium. Sam, as those who loved him called him, was killed when a sudden and powerful wind gust flipped his fire truck while he was battling the Green Valley Blaze in Jingellic, 70 kilometres east of Albury, on December 30. The incident robbed his wife Megan of her husband of just 18 months and their unborn child, due in May, of their father. The couple's close mate, Jared Anderson, read a tribute to Sam on Megan's behalf.
His heart was even bigger than his smile. His positive personality was infectious and affected everyone around him, from family and friends and even strangers. As demonstrated here today, Sam will be missed more than he ever would have realised.
Sam McPaul was an only child. He had a passion for reading and developed a love for animals at an early age. He studied animal science at Charles Sturt University, which is where he met his wife. But as she prepares to welcome their baby into the world without him, Jared Anderson pledged to make sure the couple's child will always know who their father was.
He was a son, a brother, a friend, a supporter, a husband, a soulmate, and a father to be. Sam's bub is going to grow up hearing the many stories about their dad and know how special they are to have had such an amazing man as their father.
Among the many mourners today were two of Sam's firefighting colleagues injured in the same accident. Also there, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian and RFS Chief Commander Shane Fitzsimmons, who honoured the basketballer with a bravery medal, handing it to his wife.
It is my privilege today to be able to present to you, Megan, and the family, Sam's Commissioner's Commendation for Bravery, and a Commissioner's Commendation for Extraordinary Service.
That bravery was also commended by Chaplain Ian Spall.
Death leaves a heartache that no one can heal, and yet love leaves a memory that no one can steal. There is no greater love than a man to lay down his life for his friends. And indeed, today is about a man who in fact was taken in the midst of doing his duty of service to community.
Sadly, that sentiment was echoed at two more funeral services today. South Australian father and son, Dick and Clayton Lang, were killed when fleeing the very bushfire they'd been fighting on Kangaroo Island just 2 weeks ago.
Rhett Burney with that report.